This recording, Chile 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond its reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Santiago, Chile, which is a very beautiful place, but full of cars and smog, but doesn't matter. I started learning English when I was 4 in some sort of bilingual school that was there. So that was easier for me, and my mother knew some too, so she tried and tried to teach me, but I just learned the theory. I've been in the States for a while, which is interesting. Been in New Mexico, which is really beautiful, and Florida, which is really empty, but doesn't matter. And now I've been in Mexico, which is a great place, and those sort of surrounding countries like Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador. I've been also in South America, in Colombia and Ecuador. Of course, in my own country, Argentina, too. I'm studying French right now. I'm actually having a minor in French. I want to go and study at France. One moment, what point or another in time, but I don't know. Santiago is built in a valley, so all of the pollution and smog that comes out of the cars stays there, and it's like a big pond of mud. It's really disgusting. People cry, kids die all the time, but besides that, it's a great place. I mean, it's a lot of partying, but I don't even have memories from when I was a kid. I remember things like falling from a big playing game that was set up in a park and destroying all my teeth and stuff like that when I was really a kid. But those sort of weird things that suddenly you have in your brain. But I don't really remember much. Definitely, I would say that my parents have a high standard of living. That it was not easy, though. We went through a lot of stuff, but now they're pretty well set up and they can enjoy the money that they have earned through the years. I would say, yeah, they're well set up. I mean, if it wouldn't be that way, I wouldn't be here. Most probably I would have never had the chance to, in the first place, to study in a bilingual school.